Everything about my career has been unconventional. After raising a family, I returned to school to earn an MA to prepare for a career in teaching English at a community college. Energized by the intellectual community and the promise of a future of research and scholarship, however, I quickly realized that I wanted to teach at a university. I decided that after my MA, I would pursue a doctorate degree. Upon graduation from my master's program, I was offered a job as an adjunct instructor at my home institution, where I taught for 2 years. There, I was mentored by my professors turned colleagues, mostly women, but some men too. I would categorize my relationships with them as mutually respectful and intellectually reciprocal. These tenured professors treated me as a colleague, welcomed my contributions and ideas, and encouraged me to continue my education and research. They also counseled me about the brick wall I was likely to encounter when it comes time to seek a tenure-track position that after completing my doctorate. But in my characteristic, unconventional manner, I applied to graduate schools anyway. My mentors respected my decision despite the grim realities that I may face later. It is noteworthy that a number of these professors also made unconventional career decisions. I consider all of them successful professionals who have made it, each according to his or her own definition. Their unconventional paths help define their contributions to the academy in distinct and diverse ways. Moreover, because none of my mentors views success narrowly, they get me, which is invaluable to me. Having now begun my third year as a doctoral student in rhetoric and composition at Florida State University, I have learned a great deal about the field and become familiar with contributions of scholars like Jacqueline Jones Royster, Geisa Kirsch, and numerous others. Consequently, I am more convinced than ever that the idea of making it in the field is too complicated and individual a concept to be condensed and defined by a handful of characteristics. In fact, every woman I have worked with has her own definition of what making it looks like for her. In my own case, I am a middle-aged woman who will be going on the job market in another year, and I aim to contribute and teach within the discipline for the next several decades. I approach my career confident that I am responsible for my own agency and that I get to decide what making it means for me. Unconventionality is the hallmark of my career and a characteristic I admire and seek in others because of the possibilities it promises. Circumscribed definitions of success and strict adherence to conventionality are oversimplified summations indicative of a narrow, singular approach to making it. Whether as an adjunct instructor with an MA and a semester-long contract earning an unfortunate salary sans benefits, or as a graduate teaching assistant looking forward to a professorial position, I am a woman who, by my own definition, makes it as a rhetoric and composition professional each time I achieve a goal I have set for myself. Baliff, Davis, and Mountford might disagree with my self-assessment, but theirs is only one narrow and elite view of women's achievements in the field. For my part, I feel accomplished at each step of the way.